今おっしゃった脳天キック食らうようで固く結ばれたぼっちの協定共に盲状って君は変わってバーチャル化してフォーナー時代でわざわざリアルに作ってないでケツでも揉めば目覚ますんか
おまわりさんまでアンドゥトラ
さあさあちじくり合っちゃって勝手に下がってろファーたった一人の友人もどいつもこいつも裏切りごめん己
And into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Tuesday, March 26, 2024. I'm Luigi with Mega Brands and Pool News Network. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about Quickies, Red Pill Me on No Sugar, then RFK VP pick, FBI, the bridge, and then we'll talk about society would be better off if we stopped lying to incels, gooning. Time to man up, shove your dick in a lonely woman, start families, fem cells. We'll talk about fem cells, and then I guess I'll close the show off with the bridge that everybody's talking about, the bridge. We'll talk about the bridge. That's what we'll do. So that's going to be the show today. Thank you for joining me. I like my show to be 4chan, and it's more 4chan than it ever has been, and I'm very excited. Very excited. Incel thread is copy pasta from 6 months ago. Dude, they always do demoralization, but I got to talk about the fem cells. I have to talk about the fem cells because they're not real. Fem cells are not real. Fem cells are not real, and I gotta talk about that. So that's what that's about. Then we'll talk about the bridge collapsing. Yes, that's whatever. Let's get into it, shall we? Future Lou will fix everything. Future Lou makes Lou sound competent. Thank you, Future Lou, fixing everything. Taking my autism away. Thank you. Thank you for taking my tism away. Making me sound like a competent human being. Future Lou, thank you. First thread, red pill me on no sugar, is it worth your time? On my third day with less than 5 grams of sugar daily. If you cut sugar out of your diet, based. If you take sugar substitutions in place of that sugar, you are killing yourself, you're giving yourself cancer, do not do that. When you take Coke Zero and Diet Coke and all these things with zero calories and shit, they have aspartame and other fake sugars in them, and they give you cancer. Every one of them gives you fucking cancer. Do not drink that shit. And that's all Styx drinks. All Styx Six and Hammer drinks is that poison. It's literally poison, first post. Do not, that is known cancer shit. Don't take that. Mentorship. RFK VP pick. Who is it? Tulsi, some no name? Look, it's definitely not going to be Tulsi, because Tulsi's going to be Trump's VP pick. And I keep saying from the very beginning, it was Tulsi. Styx was saying all these names, like, oh, this guy, and this guy, and this person, and oh, blah, 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 blah. And then at the very end of all those names, he'd slide Tulsi Gabbard in there. Since the very beginning, I've been yelling Tulsi Gabbard. And now one of the only names out of Styx's mouth is Tulsi. So go fuck yourself, Styx. I'm the greatest newscaster ever. I'm gonna be right about everything you watch. Next, FBI asked Google for IP addresses and other information about people who watched certain YouTube videos of live streams. It's not gonna... So the FBI literally asked Google for IP addresses of people that just watched videos. They just watched videos. Can we have the IP addresses? Yes, sir. Yes, master. Yep. Okay, well, here you go. Dumb. Stupid. You think they don't have every one of my fucking messages? You think they don't have every one of my communications if they want them? They have them. That's what the feds do. That's what they have. that's the power they employ. They want it, they got it. All of it. That's also how you know I'm not doing anything bad with Luke, because I'm not fucking stupid. Next! Why did Jews destroy the bridge? The bridge, it's here and it's falling down and it's the ship crashed into it. I will talk about it later. This specific thread is specifically for Carl Sama, who's never going to come in my show again, probably. That's fine. I'll go tip him some money later and he'll probably love me again. I don't know. Seems like the kind of person he is. Why did Jews destroy the bridge, Carl Sama? Look, it's Jews, Carl Sama. Everything is Jews. That's a Jew, and this is a Jew, and it's a Jew caused it. The thing slammed in. Look, did Jews indirectly cause this ship to crash into the thing? Yes. Yes. Because Jews increased immigration, which caused diversity. Diversity caused this competency crisis, and the competency crisis caused this crash. Why did Jews destroy the bridge? To weaken America and strengthen Israel. That's why. So I guess you can always connect it to the Jews. Luke can always connect it to the Jews, but we don't need to always blame the Jews, right? Just, I guess we do, but I just did. I don't have to do it every single fucking time, Carl! Carl hates me because I'm honest. Maybe he doesn't hate me, he loves me. I'm playing. Carl Summers my nemesis anyway, so it's okay. He knows. Onto the actual show! Society would be better off if it stopped lying to incels. Oh, this is the thread you're talking about being like 14 months old or something. Whatever. And maybe it was meant to be in the quick thread section, you know? There we go. Fixed. I see lots of advice. Basically, it says that some people are just born ugly and they can't look good or they can't fix themselves. It's kind of like a black pilly thread. That's what it's about. I wanted to say, 9 times out of 10, you can totally fix yourself. You can totally fucking fix yourself 9 times out of 10. But there is that one, there are those genetic fucking defects, man. A lot when, like, an ugly person fucks another ugly person, and you get this, like, deformed, ugly, grotesque baby. Like a weird, ugly thing of ugliness. Ugh. Those ones are, like, particularly bad, and there's no recovering. Every facet of them is disgusting and ugly. They're, like, 0 out of 10. Those people just shouldn't breed, really. They shouldn't pass their genetics on anymore. You're a disgusting, horrible abomination of a human being. Stop. Go away. You're destroying the genome. You're destroying the genome. Go away. So that's all I had to really say about this thread. That was the whole point. Next. Goonin! The picture is slightly gay, but it's all blurred out, so whatever. I'll block with my head. I'll block with my head here. I helped you guys. I blocked with my head. Spent another Friday with my wank bud in his goon cave. Look, don't wank with a buddy in a room without, that's gay. That is full gay. That is gay as fuck, don't do that. But I will share a story of when I was in high school and I was with my bud, my best friend, in his room with some other guys. There was like 4 of us there. And I don't know how it happened, but it just kind of shemagled. And we're all like high schoolers. And it shemagled to watching porn. But we didn't have our fucking dicks out. No one had our dicks out. We were just a bunch of kids kind of like, ooh, porn. This is before everybody had a goddamn cell phone and full access to porn, mind you. Imagine everyone huddling around a magazine in the boomer generation, a porno mag. It's kind of like that kind of shit. So has Lou gooned in the past? Yes, when I was in high school. I gooned, if that's what you could call that. Watching porn together with other men. Was it gay? Kind of, yes. It was kind of gay. Don't do that shit. It's kind of gay. This is gay. But back then, it's like you didn't have access to porn as a kid at every waking moment. So you're just trying to get... You're searching. You're looking. You don't know what to think, what to do. You're very horny. My friend immediately went into his closet and winked. Like, God, man. So, like, that's my fucking childhood. Who the hell masturbates with another man? Is that a normal thing in the West? No, it's gay. It's gay. Watching porn together, though, I don't know. Is that childish fun? Who knows? Dreamy says, why would they want to wank it with a buddy? I don't know, man. They have to be, like, partly gay to want to wank it, like, have a dick near them. Why? Lou gay confirmed? Dude, I am not gay. I like women. I like fucking women. I don't like women. I hate women. I hate them so much. I like fucking them though. Fucking them is nice. Their wet hole is nice. It's just everything else about them is just so gnashingly infuriating. Lou is bisexual confirmed. I would never kiss a man. I would never do any of that gay shit with a man. Maybe I would have a man slave, I guess. I'm not gay. 100% not gay. Whatever. Don't goom. Don't do that. It's gay. This show's getting very gay. Whatever. You feel uncomfortable as I do right now? That's what you're supposed to feel. I love that feeling. I wasn't getting enough of that in my show. The uncomfortableness. I need more uncomfortableness. At least I'm uncomfortable. I hope you're uncomfortable too. Feel my pain. I literally just do things and I face the consequences of my actions. But I like women, pussy, and tits. It's not gay when Lou breaks his bugs. It's so gay, bro. That was why that's why that meme was so funny. But yeah, that meme was slightly gay as well. The buck breaking meme, one of the greatest memes ever, that was kind of gay. Just saying. That's why it was funny. Time to man up, shove your dicks in lonely women, start families. Picture is, even if I were somehow able to get a boyfriend, can I keep him? Forever alone women. I don't deserve a boyfriend. I bring nothing to the table. There's nothing special or significant about me. There's no quirk or characteristic about myself that would make a guy want to stay. Look-wise, I'm below average, I'm too tall, my body's too flat and uninspired. My face is just, let's not get into that. Personality-wise, I'm shy, quiet, boring, heckin' fucking cute. I don't have friends, don't have conversational skills, don't have charm. Ability-wise, I don't have any special skills, I don't have a hobby. Do something, learn something, you fuck. Broaden your horizons, better yourself, put work in. I have a pretty good job, but who cares? I'm the type of woman who'd be a placeholder for a guy until he could get the girl he actually wants. He'll jump ship immediately when there's a better option. Well, that's just self-doubt. You need a little gumption in those boots. You need to have a little more self-worth about yourself, silly goose. You could do it. You could do it. Unless you're incredibly ugly and fat. And I mean, if you're fat, you could find someone. If you're ugly, I don't know. But still, the femcel meme is just not real. Women are preyed after from the moment they're come of age. I don't see how it's possible for there not to be, just be untainted. Where are all the untainted whammons? Where are they? Show Lou the untainted whammons. Show them to me, please. PNC says he hates women, he likes whores. I've never slept with a whore, ever, in my life. I'm untainted. I've actually only slept with one woman in my life. If you want to know the truth. Dio says, Goodings for people that have all day to jack off. I don't even know what that whole fetish thing is about, man. It's weird. And like making your whole room porn, it's fucking degenerate. You should be working to better yourself and better those around you, not try to fucking just waste time masturbating all day. It's just fucking pointless. You'll find them if you search, you have to earn it, Lou. Yeah, you're right. You're not wrong. But there's nothing sexual going on with Luke, so you don't have to worry about that. Smerica says, nah, single father of two here, fuck bitches, steal your children from them, but no, for real, if your wife is a cunt, do whatever you have to do to keep your children and never let them stay with her, or fuck it all up. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just complicated. Life's complicated. Life's very fucking complicated. Whenever I think life's getting simple, it just gets more fucking complicated. That's fucking life. Dio says, women moving in with you, it's only a matter of time before your clothes are on the front lawn on fire. Dude, good call, Dio. I love it. I want my robo waifus, man. I want robo waifus for real, man. It's not meme. Like, I want them now, please. Robo waifus, now, please. Dreamy says, I'm personally not interested in dating until I'm done with school. The first kiss stuff, I never got that. Aw. I might get my first kiss one day, who knows. Dude, that's so innocent. Aw. That's Dreamy's the innocent flower, but she's a nigger. Fuck! Pass, thanks anyways. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think femcels exist. I don't think they exist. I think every woman gets fucked. Maybe, I don't know. People say they exist, I guess. How rare a fucking flower that must be. How rare a flower. Even the shy girl, even like the loser. I mean, everyone I talk to, man, I don't know. I've had lots of relationships, but I don't know. Maybe not that many. I'm literally an incel. I'm literally a fucking incel. I'm literally a fucking incel. That's what I am. Unwitting incel. Robo waifu, yes. Yes, I need robo waifus. Yeah. Unconstitutional. Can't legally be bound to anyone. Marriage? I don't know. I like marriage as a concept. I think the wife and the husband, the nuclear family, that's the way to go. That's the healthy family. You need a little bit of the father, a little bit of the mother, until you get healthy children. I had sex once, Lou. Yeah, I did. With one person. Yep, I did. Incredible. I lived the dream. Here I am, over 10 years later, probably, wallowing in a midlife crisis of some sort. I don't know what the fuck this is. I hope this is slightly entertaining. I don't know what future Lou's gonna do with all this shit. I don't know. Lou, why are you not mentioning gender? It was a woman. It was a fucking MILF. She abused me. Because I've said it, the story a million times. She flew in and was a pedophile. Lou could easily not be an incel by getting a high-paying job. Yeah, I just need money. Just need money. Yeah. You're right. It will all go on the cutting room floor, of course. I don't know. Maybe I'll leave it in this time. I don't really cut, dude. I don't cut out this stuff, really. I cut out the jibble jabbles. I don't cut out the heart-to-heart. I cut out... Sometimes I cut out questions I read from people. And sometimes I cut out, like, ums and uhs. But I don't really cut out big heart-to-heart stuff. I don't, like, censor myself. Come on. Would you like me to send you a fem cell, Lou? I don't want to deal with any woman whatsoever. Are you going to be the Punisher? I'm going to be Keck. I'm going to build a cult. I don't know. I don't know how that's going to work with everyone disappointed in me and shit, but I don't know. I'll figure a way through it. This is what always happens in my life anyways. This is what I always do. This is what my family does. It's DNA. Self-sabotage. I want to see how far I can push shit. Women say they want money, but they want excitement, says Chamal. Entertain them and they will sleep with you. Yeah, they want someone to save them. They want Prince Charming. 6 months from now, there won't be a programming job left on this planet. I agree, Dio? I agree, Dio. Women are constantly needing attention. Women are exhausting. Women are exhausting. You can tell a woman up front and constantly exactly what you mean. And they just take a thing, just wiggle, waggle, twist that into something that completely ain't. I haven't been hugged in 3 years. That's, dude, by your parents? Tell your parents to fucking hug you. Go up to your dad and be like, hey, dad, I need a fucking hug. You fuck. Go ask your dad for a hug. Or your mother, or whatever. I don't know, you faggot. Maybe your mother would be a better choice in this particular instance. Mom, I need a hug. Sakura, people are disappointed with Lou. Why so? I don't know. Maybe I'm just taught. Maybe I'm self-deprecating myself. I'm fighting with what I want my show to be. I'm unsure. I'm sure I'm not normally unsure of stuff. Let's talk about the fucking bridge. It was China. It was China. The CCP chills are brigading 4chan and blaming Indians. Everyone's saying it was because the boat itself was piloted by 22... sand niggers or something? Sand niggers or Pujits or some shit such as that. That was definitely partly of the cause of it. Yeah, that was definitely that. Do you think that ship was upkeeped? You think that ship was in full running order? Or do you think there was literal shit on the deck? I bet you if you searched the deck of that ship, even now sitting there, there is shit somewhere amongst the rubble. There is literal human shit amongst that rubble. You know it to be true. You know it. People are lonely and they just want somebody. That's what life is. It was the Jews. It's always the Jews. Diversity caused this. Yes, that's exactly what I said earlier, and that's exactly what it was. It was diversity. It was the Jews, because everything's the fucking Jews, yes. And, yes, I denounce the Talmud, fuck Kikes, fuck Israel, fuck the Samson option. Please look, Lou. Last known recording from inside the Dolly moments before impact. Definitely... It's nice and nice, taking a while loading things.
You fucking bloody.
Accurate.
Fucking mother bloody, bitch.
Bloody fuck you, bloody fuck you. Fuck you, bloody fuck you. That's great. Accurate. Yeah, everyone's talking about the bridge right now. That's the news. That's what the 90% of the board is the stamp bridge shit right now. BBC General, which we'll get to. It was China? I don't know. I think it was diversity. I think it was inclusion. I think it was maybe strong, powerful women's, quite possibly. Detailed video shows the power loss, power recovery, along with the collision. There was definitely a loss of power on the ship before it collided. It seemed like the lights were flickering or something. I noticed the double power cut as well. I'll play the video.
Bastard, bitch, you, fuck you, fuck you, you. Bloody fuck you, bloody! Fucking mother, bloody fuck, bitch! Bitch,
you... The Poojeets on top of the footage is great. That's probably why everyone's talking about the Poojeets, because of that. That's incredible. Yeah, that's great. Inaccurate. Definitely accurate. People were... The mainstream news media was trying to twist it like it wasn't the Poojeets. Like, no, it wasn't Poojeets, it was local. Like, way to shit on whatever fucking crap Boston... Was this Boston? Whatever city this was. Baltimore. Whatever, same shit. Baltimore. How about we don't shit on Baltimore, even though it is the worst city ever, I guess, from Dio. It's the worst city ever created, I guess, or something. But also, maybe not shit on America and shit on the diversity that's ruining America. That'd be far superior, don't you think? Less diversity, less niggers, and less everything that is against white civilized work ethic. I don't know. Lesser races litter everywhere. It's disgusting. You just look around and there's litter, and it's always the lesser races every single fucking time. Baltimore Nigger Central. Oh, it's just a bunch of niggers there. That's why it's so shitty. I see. Oof. Dreamy, I'm sorry. Your brethren have ruined Baltimore. Reading through this thread, it is a lot of people arguing with each other. Holy crap. Literally Poojeets and Mudbloods arguing with each other. That is what this thread is. Poojeets, Mudblood, and niggers all arguing with each other. Incredible. Wow. That's something. Tipot influenced navigation system, Mossad war crime. There was talk of maybe the course was set in, there was drift because of wind or something, or the course desynced and they didn't shift it back or keep an eye on everything or some shit. I don't know. They fucked up. The whole point is this diversity competency crisis, and they fucked up. They fucked up. Whoever was piloting the ship fucked up big time. Shouldn't happen. Disasters like this, maybe once in a blue moon, but we've had some pretty bad disasters recently, like that train disaster. We've had multiple giant train wrecks, and because of people fucking up. And also, it's just diversity and them not upkeeping it to the standards that used to be there because of white people. You know, you have a white person there, and there's this big checklist of things you have to go through to do, and he's like, okay, I better do all of them. And then he does all of them, and then he's done. He's like, man, that was a hard job. Oh, God. You see, you put up a nigger, and the nigger looks at the long list of things. He's like, ah, fuck that. And he fucking throws it out, does the last thing on the list, and then calls it good. That's the difference. It's laziness versus competency. Dio says, get rid of the Jews. The rest will rapidly sort itself out. I agree. The propaganda and the media will dissolve, and children will no longer be influenced such as that. Whatever, let's go to the BBC thread. The big bridge collapse general. That's great. Come on, that's good. You gotta love that. You gotta love that. You gotta love the big bridge collapse. New baker needed. Fuck you, bake your own breads. Don't let the trannies take over the bread breaking now. The mother of the poster below me broke the bridge. Pajits ran my anus. Wow, quality. Quality. This thread is so great. Zoom out of damage and collapse. Dude, that is bad. For those listening, a good 3/4 of the bridge is fucked up. They're gonna have to build an entire new bridge. That is not gonna be cheap. That's a lot of taxpayer money right there. Ooh, not good. Pure poetry. Dio says, when I first heard about diversity hires, I knew it'd be a giant disaster. Well, it's because they're not hiring based on skill. Or based on if the person's good for the job or not, they're hiring them based on their skin color. which is what we were trying to get away from in the 90s. And the 90s had cured all of this shit. They brought it back because of Occupy Wall Street. It's dumb. It's dumb. I mean, the Jews have always used different things to control everybody. They just have had, they've had less power in the past and it has grown over time. They've always had power, though. Looking back, they've always had it. They were the ones on the slave ships. They were the slave ship owners selling the niggers. Every nigger should hate Jews because of that shit. They were the slave owners. They tried to play it off like they were white people. No, no. They were Jews, Jewish people. Also, niggers sold their own kind into slavery as well in Africa. You think they bought slaves from white people in Africa? No, they bought slaves from black people in Africa. Niggers, niggers sold niggers. Stop blaming white people for everything. Fuck. Fasci says, good, let it all fall apart. Hopefully the Golden Gate next. Joe Biden said that he was going to use federal funds to pay for this. Okay, this, people don't understand. It's so expensive to build bridges and shit now. When was the last big piece of infrastructure we've built in America? We haven't really built anything like that in a while. I feel like nothing like huge. Like sometimes we do it, so rarely, so very rarely. And every time we do it, it's more and more expensive. You know how much it's gonna cost to build a fucking bridge right now? It's gonna be so fucking expensive, like $1 trillion probably. Everything costs so much. I bet it'd be like close to $1 trillion. They just passed the $1 trillion government spending bill to keep the government open. That's fucking insane. Remember when it was like heresy to sign a $1 trillion bill? Then Trump signed that $6.6 trillion bill. Now it's like $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill after $1 trillion bill now. It's just nonstop $1 trillion bills. They've broken the seal. And now it's just nothing but $1 trillion bills, and they're destroying the economy. They're destroying America. Boston Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. Boston Bridge is falling down, my fair lady. Show boobs and vajaj. Yes, exactly. Dreamy says, can Biden cover it monetarily at least? I doubt it. Honestly, the cost of public works are enormous, and a single individual just doesn't have the fucking wealth to. Maybe Elon Musk, if he sold all of his assets, could fund it. Or if they took out, sometimes really rich individuals could take out these really crazy, like Jews, okay, Jews, Dreamy, can get really cool gibs from the government where the government loans them a shitload of fucking interest-free money, and then they get to build the bridge with that money because it's like a corporation or something that does it, or multiple people, or I don't know, whatever, however they finagle it. And then they toll the bridge and they use that money to pay for the loan that they took out on the bridge. It's like the tolls pay for the bridge that was paid. Like the bridge isn't paid for, but it was loaned out. That's what they do. The Jews, they indebt you forever. Assuming what they say is true and the pilot came from the port that was controlling this ship, I'd start wondering if it came down to the competency crisis which hit the airlines and other industries. Well, dude, just because they say it was a different captain, they're trying to get away from the Pujits. You know it was diverse. You know it was either a nigger or a female or what, a Pujit, a fuck, whatever. Literally whatever. A fucking retard that got diversity hire, fucking cripples, whatever, man. Dumb. Now that's a bad day at work. Yeah, dude, I don't know. It sucks that America has degraded to such an extent that stuff like this is happening and is commonplace now. But that's the clown world we live in, and it's just the acceleration pedal towards World War III. That will happen if this shit continues. People are trying to play this as like Russia did this or China did this. I think retarded incompetency caused this. That's what it looks like. I mean, even if there was an electrical shortage or something on the ship, that's not unheard of with Pujits. Have you seen the filth and squalor they live in? And they just jury rig. They're like Russians. They just jury rig everything. Everything gets nigger rigged. This nigger looks so out of place. Yeah, a bunch of white people and a nigger. Diversity is our strength. Biden. Don't worry, it was a shitty bridge. Yeah, a shitty bridge they're gonna have to rebuild. It's going to be very fucking expensive, and we get to pay for it. All of us get to pay for it, with not only our taxes, but the value of our money decreasing. Bridge redeemed? Bridge redeemed. Yeah, like the bridge saved America because it crashed the ship? Sure. Accelerate. Accelerate towards doom and destruction. That's what chaos is, right? Doom and destruction, fuck everything. Blow it all up, hypothetically in Minecraft. And not me, really. It's that I want love and peace. I want love and peace. But God, it just seems like we keep accelerating towards the apocalypse itself. It's almost like that's what the Jews want. It's almost like the Jews want the apocalypse to happen. It's almost like they want a bunch of people to die. Almost like they're pure evil. Like they're evil itself. Dreamy says, I'm waiting till it's completely accelerated. Max acceleration would be very nice, Dreamy. We need max acceleration. We need Taiwan. Fuck. God, I would get such a confidence boost with Taiwan. God, it'd be like a news god. I don't care if it's late. I would still be godlike. Taiwan. The stock market crash that will not have. Dude, the fucking 40,000. Oh, whatever. Fuck everything. Fuck, my show's the greatest. I'm the greatest. I will speak it into existence even though it's really going off the rails right now. Holy fuck. That's the show. I mean, that's the show. The bridge collapsed. What the fuck do you want me to tell you? You've been watching it all day. Everybody's talking about it. It's everywhere. Bridge. That's the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe. Goodbye.